Easter is upon us once again, and with Easter comes Easter eggs, and that can cause us all sorts of problems. But if you want to lose those extra pounds come Easter Monday, the best place to be perhaps is Eglish in County Tyrone. The local Gaelic club, Eglish St Patrick's, have organised a mini marathon. Indeed, it's a 10k and has attracted a bumper entry. Cathal Daly is part of the organising team and says the entries have flooded in and things are looking good so far.
There's a firm entry and there's a very strong interest showing in it. So it have, there's people responding from all over the county and all over the north of Ireland. So there is a asking for entry forms. Both the local people and not so local people so are taking part in it.
And Cathal has called on club players from up and down the county to also get involved, despite the fact that the league season begins on Saturday.
I would encourage clubs to send along representatives because a lot of lads are out, like the football this week's on Saturday, so it is, and they have a day's break on Sunday. Maybe just to, you say, burn off a few calories, burn off excesses of Easter Sunday on the Monday, and get them back into shape for football the following week. I think there's actually a 2-week break in the football this year, which is actually more beneficial.
The local club, of course, are Eglish St Patrick's, a club synonymous with the late great Cormac McAnallan. It's the first year they've undertaken such an event.
Yes, this is the first day 10k run or mini marathon the football club has actually organised themselves, so it is. And it's basically an event that we want to get probably established in the calendar, so it is, for Easter Monday. As you know, there are very few sporting events for people to take part on Easter Monday. Unless you like horse racing or something like that there, you've a lot of people have nothing to do. It's general holiday time, everyone's on holidays, so they are, and whenever you have your big dinners on Easter Sunday, it's a chance maybe to burn off a few of those calories and get yourself back in shape. Long-term objectives, whatever the participants is this year, we'll look at increasing that and trying to attract more people and a few other wee side attractions for the next couple of years. Try and build it up. Like, it's a long-term strategy to sort of give an event that's in the Mid-Ulster area that people can participate, of all ages, from young children, 8, 9, 10 years of age, up until not so young.
The local club are running the event, but charity will benefit.
Yes, there's quite a sizeable donation of the entry fees that will actually be going to support the Newry Hospice. So it is, and we'll probably work in future. We'll just nominate a charity and we'll make a donation to any charity. If any charities are looking to willing to come on board with us in the future, we'll work with them.
It's a big undertaking, okay, and everyone in Eglish is involved.
You're right there, Paddy, because in fact, to organise a run like this here, it takes maybe, it's not just two or three people, it's 60 or 70 people in the backroom staff between stewarding of the race itself is in around 30 or 40 people, and the preparation work, the registrations and all that, there's another 10 or a dozen people. So it brings the whole community together, male and female, young and old, and one common purpose.
So the challenge is there. The Eglish 10K goes ahead on Easter Monday, and you can register now.
You can register online at just www.mini-marathon.net. So you can do, that's the website, just go on ahead and register there. Whereas come along and register on the day. Registration will be open from 9 o'clock in the morning, from 9 till about 11:30. So it will do, and the race starts at about 12:30, so it does.
And the best of luck there to Cathal and everybody at Eglish St Patrick's who have organised this event. Great to see a local club there organising something for their own community on a bank holiday Monday. And indeed, great to see local charity benefiting from it.